KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Years ago, I was in Gori, Georgia, the country, not the state, which happens to be the birthplace of Joseph Stalin, one of the monster villains of the 20th century. But if you're a hometown guy, I guess they tend to gloss over the 100 million people who died at your command, and they put up a museum and a statue or two, and they sit and they wait for the tourists to come. And because I was making a slow trek through Central Asia, and honestly, when was I ever going to get back to the area? Although it turns out a couple of times, but I didn't know that then. I went to the museum and I brought along a young translator because I am not proficient in Georgian. Now, the older lady who ran the place, I think she ran it anyway, was delighted that someone had come around who shared her interest in Stalin, although I think interest is probably the wrong word for her feelings about the dictator. My clue that she didn't share the rest of the world's loathing of the man was in the way she pronounced his name, the only word of Georgian I could pick up. Not as just, you know, Stalin, but a more breathy Stalin, with her eyes slightly heavenward, as if the name itself made her lightheaded. She would point to photos of Stalin with reverence and delight, and it seemed rude to point out the many mistakes and elisions, let alone the mountain of corpses that Stalin was responsible for. But then the tour took an odd and creepy turn, although I'm aware that many of you will think it's odd and creepy enough already. We came to Stalin's railroad car. 20th century villains always had their own railroad car, and there in the corner was a leather club chair, sort of the kind you used to see in the Restoration Hardware catalog, and it was Stalin's chair. And on the right armrest, there were two or three cigarette burns, and on the back, in a great downward parabola-looking thing, was a darkened area where Stalin's hair oil had stained the leather. Stalin's chair. The docent motioned to it, hands flat in the international gesture of, "Here, have a seat." Which, you know, I didn't want to do. I didn't want to sit in Stalin's chair. So I shook my head, and she insisted, more gestures, more demurs from me. So we were like a weird puppet show. She was doing the sit gesture, and I was doing the, "Oh, no, thanks, I'm good," hand wave. And then finally the translator jumped in. "She'll tell you to sit." "Yeah, but I don't want to sit in Stalin's chair." "Sit in Stalin's chair." I prefer not to." So some Georgian back and forth between the docent and the translator. "She says sit. It's okay. There is no prohibition." "But I don't want to sit in Stalin's chair. I don't like Stalin. I don't want to have my head against where his hair product was." "She wants you to sit, so sit. You must sit." So I look from my translator to Stalin's most devoted fan, and I did what you do when you're in a foreign country and someone wants you to sit. I sat. I sat in Stalin's chair. I felt my head against his hair product stain. I felt my middle finger trace the burns on the armrest. I sat where Stalin sat. And while it was weird, of course, but then pretty much everything between, say, Istanbul and Honolulu is weird, if you want to know the truth, but although it was weird, it wasn't all that powerful, which is proof that you can sit in Stalin's chair and not become Stalin. But we are all of us Stalin to somebody. You knew I was going somewhere with this, right? We all of us do occasionally have to sit in Stalin's chair. In the entertainment business, we get very precious about our chairs on the set or in the office. We get very concerned about power and who has it over us and who we have it over. And many of us, it turns out, especially lately, have been sitting in Stalin's chair and acting like Stalin, which you don't have to do. And that's a good thing to remember when next you find yourself in Stalin's chair. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will ugly laugh for KCRW. This is Rob Long.